Fourthly, the Bible plainly forbids making any images for worship and bowing down to those images. And I want to share with you something. There's a great book that most of you know about. It's written by a fellow named J.I. Packer. He's a very, very brilliant man. But he wrote this because I want you to realize this is not Baptistic preaching. I would not fight for the term Baptist at all. In fact, I remember when I came here and was candidating, I said that. I said, I'm Baptist with a little b. In fact, if the word wasn't even in the name, it wouldn't bother me at all because Baptist has bad connotations. You have no idea what they mean. I'm a born-again Christian. But J.I. Packer is definitely not a Baptist. Definitely. And listen to what he says. He says, commenting, this is his sermon on Exodus 20, verses 4 and 5, which says, "Thou shalt not make any graven images," because sometimes we're guilty. "Idolatry consists not only in the worship of false gods," in other words, of Hindu, of Buddha, of some Shinto shrine to some departed spirits. That's not all idolatry is. It's not just some person in the South Pacific Islands hewing out some idol to some nature deity. But listen, but also in the worship of the true God by images. In its Christian application, this means we are not to make use of visual or pictorial representations of the triune God, of any person of the Trinity, for the purposes of Christian worship. The commandment thus deals not with the objects of our worship, but with the manner of it. What it tells us is not that statues and pictures of the one whom we worship are not to be used, but that they are not to be used as an aid to worship. In other words, if there's a picture in a Bible storybook or a dictionary, when you're teaching your children that there's Samuel and there's Paul and there's Jesus and he's feeding the 5,000, as long as the children are not using that and have to have that in front of them to pray, it is a valid thing to use in teaching. Although if it bothers you, you shouldn't use it. However, there should never be a representation of Jesus Christ in a pictorial, statuary form or an icon that you use that helps you worship God. That is blasphemous and wrong and idolatrous. Did you know that? Did you know if you need to have a little crucifix or a little Saint Somebody medal or a picture of Jesus in your place where you pray, that is idolatry and it's wrong? It always has been. Why? You might ask a question, why? Well, one thing is it reduces God down to your or whoever drew the picture's concept of him. Isn't it striking that there is no physical description of Jesus Christ other than the fact he was bruised and beaten and it says his hairs were pulled out of his face and his visage was so marred you couldn't recognize him? That's the only description of him in the whole Bible. If it was so important for us to have pictures of him and little statues of him around, don't you think God could have included those? He preserved his word. We know that David had red hair. We know that Esau was a man with red hair and quite much like a California weightlifter. I mean, there's a lot of descriptions of a lot of people in the Bible. We know all about them. Song of Solomon is so graphic, it's some people can't even read it. There's no problem with the ability of the Word of God to describe things. It's God says, don't worship me with any physical representation. None. I think some of you ought to think about that. If you have all these pictures of Jesus around to help you, that's wrong. You're reducing God. You're reducing the inscrutable, the unfathomable God down to a picture. That really deprecates God's eternal nature and God the Son's too. Well, sometimes we're guilty of that, and Packer has a whole chapter on it in his book, Knowing God. I would commend it to you highly. But the Roman Church doesn't just have pictures around. They encourage that people take crucifixes, images of Mary, images of saints, pray to them and seek their help. That is blatant, unmitigated idolatry. That is not Christianity. That is paganism. And that is error. And it's wrong. And if no one else will say it, you ought to say it and believe it. Not to criticize them, but to explain why Romanism is wrong. They shouldn't have those statues on their dashboards. They shouldn't wear them around their neck. They should not have them in their house. They should not use them as aids of prayer. And if they are born-again Christians, then they ought to know the truth and turn from their images. Because it's wrong.